Here's a thought I'll title, Correction versus Creation. I find it useful in my processing of images to divide the work that I do into these two areas. Some things are done to correct an image, others are done to create an image. Let me give you some examples. If I find that the contrast of the image is too great or not great enough, that's a correction. I can fix an unfortunate contrast in the subject when I photographed it into the contrast I need for presenting an image in a print or on a screen or etc. Or there might be a light area of the photograph that I want to darken or a dark area that I want to lighten. Sharpening is a form of correction for correcting the way Bayer distributed pixels in a digital camera work. Another example is justifying vertical lines. Those are corrections I'm making in the image that if I had placed my camera in a different position or if I had used artificial light to fill in or change light values in a subject, I would have not needed to do those corrections. So corrections are one thing. But after I've done the corrections in an image, then I start a second phase of processing that I call creation. And this is where I'm looking at the emotional potential of an image and modifying it. Sometimes modifying the tonalities and cropping and etc. with extreme changes in order to create the mood that I want in the photograph. This is also where sometimes a given photograph will be processed with one kind of creation for one project and a different kind of creative evaluation for a second project, and maybe even a third creative interpretation for a third project. For me, the real advantage of digital photography is that I can do that correction of the image one time and then move it in so many different creative ways for different projects. In the wet darkroom, I was always frustrated with that because with every print, I had to sort of try to do all of it in one fell swoop, and all it took was one mistake, which I made with some frequency, and then that print was no longer valuable. So that's a sort of a side topic, but you can see this idea of correction and creation date way back to my darkroom days. I guess the way I think about this is that the corrections that I do are made to fix flaws. They have to deal with the optics and the mechanicals and the technology of photography, whereas the creation aspect of processing has to do with altering the emotional content. Corrections tend to enhance an image. Creation tends to repurpose an image to create a specific kind of mood. It's not necessary to separate your work into correction and creation, but I do find it useful to think in terms of correction versus creation, because somehow that clarifies my purpose, my objective, and opens up specific kinds of doors and tasks that need to be done that help me keep my workflow on track.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.